This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I found some toilet paper today.
The world has gone bonkers. Straight bonkers. In a town of 23,000 people with exactly zero cases of coronavirus, the shelves of all of your regular outlets for this product have been wiped clean.
Yeah. So let's talk about toilet paper tonight, because there's actually a really interesting story.
Okay, real quick, I want to start a token called the TP token, and its value will be tied directly to the scarcity of toilet paper.
Okay.
And its subdivisions, kind of like, you know, not a whole token of TP, but like the subdivisions, they'll just be called sheets.
Sheets.
And there'll be like, you know, however many are in like a big roll of toilet paper.
You could make it, because S-H-E-E-T is a little too long, I think, for like the, what do they call the acronyms or whatever?
Yeah, it'd be S-H-T.
S-H-T, I think.
Yeah,
be nice. Because then it's kind of questionable with what it stands for. So we'll talk about, is there really a toilet paper shortage as people across the United States and I presume a lot of the world are on the hunt for this particular product?
I know there's a lot of people concerned out there, but I just want to assure you and assure your minds that the captain currently has plenty of toilet paper.
Okay,
I'm good.
Yeah, I've actually got quite a bit just because, you know, I'm not a huge prepper or anything like that, but... You know, one of the things I know people are going to need in a situation like any kind of bad situation where things are getting dire is toilet paper. And so I've had some, honestly, some really low quality toilet paper, but, you know, when you need it,
hey, you know,
there.
Yeah, anything will do in a pinch off.
We're going to go to your phone calls, though, and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want here. But, you know, the New York Times actually has an interesting story about that. Plus, man, I really feel bad for people living in big cities. You know, they say when the S hits the fan, people living in big cities are going to be the worst off. That's where people are going to go the craziest, because everybody's living on top of one another. You know, somewhere like New York City, there are buildings that probably have the population of Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. You know, there's so many stories high with however many hundreds of people per story. Some of the store shelves there are just decimated. There are lines around the blocks outside of grocery stores, lines inside, people just waiting to even just get to whatever slight amounts of food may remain on the shelf. You have to wait in a line just to actually get down the aisles.
Out of abundance of preparation for this show, I did check Amazon.com. Now, I don't have the Prime to see if I get some toilet paper, right? You know, can I get a case, whatever, that kind of thing. The only toilet paper I could find that was available before, say, mid-April, right? There was a bunch of things that were like, they show in stock, but then when you go to the page, it says, this will ship beginning April 14th through 17th or something like that, right?
That's a month away.
So the only ones that I could find were like these weird, ironically, Chinese brands where they have like a panda bear, you know, on it or whatever. That, you know, you can tell that it's actually coming from China because it doesn't ship Amazon Prime or whatever. You know, it's
insane. Those are available now?
The only ones I could find, yeah.
Or a lot of things shipping from China take a month to arrive.
Right. Or you could still find some of those giant, like, industrial rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you've ever been in the bathroom
the
where they have
quality
the... Yeah, it's the
paper.
Thinnest, and it's not perforated at all, because they got that little machine that you can barely rip. And so
those are the worst.
But they are available, apparently.
Wow.
So things haven't gotten so dire that people are just getting whatever's available.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. And if you want to jump in, what is your experience been out there? If you've been out and about in the stores, one of our co-hosts here, Chris Wade from our Friday night show, He's been on the hunt over the last couple days. He was traveling.
He's been giving us, like, eyewitness up-to-the-minute updates.
He's been taking photos, going to different stores in town. So, you know, it's been very interesting to see that. You know, it's not just something that you're seeing online. I mean, we know people who have had trouble finding this stuff. I was in Walmart earlier today and was amazed that there were, like, maybe 5 or 10 packages, relatively small packages. There's no big packages available of toilet paper. There were a handful, and I think by the time I left the store, they were probably all gone, because when I came out of the store, I saw people coming out with toilet paper in their carts behind me.
I stopped in there today myself just to get a firsthand, you know, put my eyes on the thing.
Right.
And, yeah, sure enough, there was nothing. They have these giant shelves all along the back wall in the home section. It was empty. I was able to get paper or something that I use from time to time.
We go to Matthew. He's calling from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Hello, Ian, Captain. So this morning I went adventuring to Walmart to get our usual groceries. Just, you know, we had already stocked up on TP because Sticks Hexenhammer had been warning everybody this was coming.
Well, I have a personal philosophy of be well-stocked at home regardless, right? So I don't wait until a catastrophe or a disastrophe strikes. I just sort of, as a way of life, I keep a good supply of those things that I know I'm going to use over and over again.
Right, and that's always a good idea. So Walmart, the toilet paper shelf was flipping empty.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing. It didn't even have the Great Value brand up there. I mean, nothing. I mean, not even the generic, the even worse than Great Value brand generic was up there.
Yeah, you know, the really expensive recycled toilet paper that you can buy? None of that either.
No, they didn't have the you must be green. But oddly enough, the local store, Rouse's, their shelves were absolutely stocked full, and they had more on the way. So, goes to show you.
Wait, which one was full? I'm sorry.
Rouse's. It's a local store.
Huh.
It's a local chain. Yeah.
Well, that ain't going to last long. As soon as the word gets around, somebody's going to post on social media that they found some toilet paper there, and it's going to be gone.
I wonder.
I think they'll be happy to sell all they can.
I bet they will. Was that all you wanted to share? Was this your personal experience or any other observations? Go ahead.
It seems like everybody's deciding that, oh, let's all ride the crazy train. The Archdiocese has said that for the next 4 weeks, Sunday Mass attendance is not an obligation. And I was like, I don't know. How does God feel about
my
wife?
It never really has been.
Don't you bring any woo flu home to me.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Graham listening to the iHeartMedia app. He's in Erie, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Graham.
Yeah, about the shortages of like toilet paper. For example, I live right near a Rite Aid pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there earlier today, and it had like row after row of like different brands of paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
Still stocked. But right underneath the rows of the paper towels, there's no toilet paper at all. But oddly enough, there's still tons of different brands of paper towels for sale untouched.
How strange, because I can tell you at the Walmart that I was at today, the paper towels were almost all gone, too. There were a couple stock guys that had just gotten a shipment of some Bounty paper towels and were bringing those in as I arrived, but otherwise the rest of the paper towels were completely gone.
Things I learned from social media today, maybe yesterday, is that if you take a roll of paper towel and lay it down and grab a knife, you can get 2 or 3 rolls of toilet paper out of the thing if you just slice it into chunks.
Right.
Survive. Survival tip.
Well, you know, maybe people don't want to use a paper towel down there because they're just not that desperate yet. Because I guess a paper towel can be a little rougher of an experience than toilet paper, right? But then again, there's some toilet paper that's just as rough as any old paper towel.
You know, the last caller and this caller combined have given me a thought. I wonder if we're going to see toilet paper flash mobs.
Graham, if you got more to say, you're welcome to stick with us here. Otherwise, thanks for sharing your experience. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. New York Times has a story about is this actually a shortage of toilet paper? They actually interview some of the folks in the business making toilet paper.
You think they're sandbagging?
And we'll share it with you coming up here in moments. Plus, you know, what has your experience been? Have you been out and about trying to stock up? Because, you know, I don't think that this whole coronavirus thing is really that big of a deal. But the way people are responding to it, the panic buying, that's where the real problem is coming in. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And also, are you ready for retirement? Are you 100% that you got everything straight? Well, maybe you got some doubts. Tom Young is the author and founder of the CFO Project. He can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money, so don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Tom can show you how to build, or rather, create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. That's The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. That's where you can get your free copy of that book. So we are talking about the, is there a toilet paper shortage? It sure does seem like it when you're out there.
So I just want to take this second to just put this out into radio land, into the ether, if you will, that the coronavirus, the symptoms aren't like, you know, overtly, you're not getting the runs, right? You know what I mean?
According to the CDC, there are three symptoms that may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure: fever, cough, and shortness of breath.
Right. So I don't understand the connection between toilet paper and the coronavirus, you know, full-throttle hype machine that's going on.
Well, right. Coronavirus isn't going to make it so you need more toilet paper.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I don't. How do people get from, oh my gosh, the coronavirus is coming, to balls, let's go buy all of the toilet paper? I don't. How do you jump from one to the other thing? And how does it make sense on a scale like I've never personally been aware of before?
It is interesting because I was talking with some of the guys in the Discord chat about this last night. I think it was Discord. But anyway, the point being, down in Florida, you know, where I'm from, whenever a hurricane would come in, people would go and they'd panic buy. You know, they'd get water.
Water,
get batteries.
Toilet paper, batteries, right.
I don't think toilet paper was that big of a deal.
Oh, really?
You know, because really, most people don't expect to have to be SOL for, you know, more than a week or something like that. But in this case, I think what's happening is, so it's nationwide. This one's not only nationwide, but beyond nationwide. People in Canada are going crazy over this. And so this is like a global thing. So the demand is much higher on whatever things that people are going to panic about.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, people have chosen this as their most important product.
Well, and you bring up a good point, too. Everybody apparently is getting a spring break as a result of the coronavirus.
Because they're being sent home from work, you mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Entire countries are shutting down, Ian.
Yeah, well, and then so, you know, you've got people who are being told they're going to have to self-quarantine themselves for at least 2 weeks.
Yep.
And so I guess people are stocking up on the idea that they may have to be quarantined. And so them stocking up then encourages other people, like, well, what if I got to be quarantined? Well, somebody is buying all this toilet paper. I better get some toilet paper just in case. And so then before you know it, you've got a panic buying situation on your hands where a bunch of people have bought a bunch more toilet paper than they probably really will need because they found it was in stock and there was no limitation on the amount that they could buy.
Yeah.
You then also have the opportunists who, and, you know, God has blessed them for it, are going out and buying a bunch up if they can, so they can resell it, and we can get into all that coming up here. But that all of those things combined have resulted in panic buying on just basically this one item and the hand sanitizers. People are going crazy about that.
Hand sanitizer, I kind of get from a, you know, people. Oh, it's a quick thing that I can.
Isn't it like ineffective?
That's what I've read.
I could have sworn I've read that hand sanitizer is like this feel good thing that really doesn't do a whole lot, and it kills the good bacteria too. So I think that's what I've heard. I'm not a doctor. But let's go back to Graham. He's in Pennsylvania. I think he had more to share. Graham, you're back on here with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, also on a kind of a separate branch off from the issue, I recently saw in the news media that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York State is promising or offering $1.5 trillion in short-term loans to Wall Street companies.
Yeah, I read an article where they injected the money like, what did they call it, quantitative easing style.
Yeah.
So get ready for your dollar to be even worth less than it currently is once that money does, what was it? How did Reagan put the trickle-down theory?
Graham, thanks for sharing that tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Jimmy. He's in Eagle Rock, Missouri, listening on the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about how my church is trying to help some folks during this whole thing.
Okay.
I saw on Libertarians for Vermin Supreme, they made a post talking about how, you know, we should try buying or delivering food to people who are elderly and immunosuppressed and everything. And I agree. So I talked to my pastor about it, and he said, yeah, we'll do that. We'll make a little group to go around and deliver food to people who are elderly and have immune problems and stuff like that, because those are the people that the virus affects the most. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be a good little thing to do. I was also going to say that starting Monday, I read starting Monday that the military is going to have, like everybody who's in the military here in the United States, is going to have to essentially self-quarantine, according to the Department of Defense.
How does that work if you're in a military with a bunch of other people in the same barracks or whatever? How do you self-quarantine to get away from?
Well, here's the thing. It's they're supposed to stay in place where they're at, meaning the barracks, and as well as civilians working for the military and military families. So that's supposed to start Monday, and then recently Trump said that he is considering a nationwide, I guess, you know, travel ban, so, you know, domestic travel ban.
Really? I don't know what that's going to look like. But there have been some people who pointed out that, you know, this is an opportunity for governments all around the planet to try testing their tyranny might on people and just to see what they can, kind of restrictions they can get away with.
I'd say the tests are going very well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we mentioned this the other day. There are some state governments that have put in bans on assembly, meaning that if you wanted to assemble, I think it was Ohio was one of them, where if you want to have more than 100 people assembled together, which is their right.
Seattle, Washington's got a 250-person.
Yeah, that they will prohibit that from happening. And, Jimmy, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight with us. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The New York Times with a piece on this toilet paper situation. Michael Corkery and Sapna Maheshwari reporting. There's one image that captures the panic seeping through the United States this week. It might be the empty store shelves where toilet paper usually sits. Shoppers preparing for the possibility the coronavirus could keep them quarantined for weeks or months have been snapping up every roll they can find. The more images of stockpiling that emerged on social media, the more panicky buying ensued. The result, the household staple has been consistently out of stock, whether at big box stores, bodegas, or on Amazon. So you got a situation where social media is aggravating the panic buying more so than it might have been 20 years ago.
Okay.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take your calls and thoughts about what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, there is the Discord call-in line rooms, or there are those rooms, and you can go and connect to one of them on our Discord server. And that also allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. There's people in there talking about all kinds of stuff. There's even a dedicated room on our Discord server all about coronavirus.
That is true.
So you want, like, the latest news headlines, the latest memes, they're all being posted in that coronavirus channel. It's pretty entertaining.
It's almost like a decentralized aggregate of whatever's going on in the world.
It's pretty interesting stuff, and it's free. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop in there. It's Ian and the Captain in the studio with you tonight. Also, if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash with AnyPay, now you can make it happen and get passive income for every purchase made at the businesses that you set up with the AnyPay Cash Register app. Here's what you do. You get the AnyPay Cash Register app for yourself first. So just download that from the Android or the Apple app or Play Stores, and then set it up for you. Put your crypto wallet addresses in the back end. Test it out. Make sure you know how it works. And then install it at a real-life business and tell the folks over at AnyPay what you did. On their website, AnyPayInc.com, there's contact information where you can reach out directly to them there. So just let them know, AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, and then more about this toilet paper shortage. Or is it? The New York Times has interviewed some of the folks from the toilet paper business about this situation that has been developing over the last week or two here. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We go to Kimbler, calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Kimbler.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I got the funk, I thank God. You guys, I mean, we can't get tested down here. Even if you run around, if you don't have been out of the country or been around anybody that's been out of the country, you can't get a test. And you guys keep bringing up the toilet paper issue. I was going to shoot you some pictures over of the mucus that I know it's gross, but it's coming up out of me. And yeah, you might.
I couldn't quite understand what you were saying there.
She said she was going to send pictures of the mucus.
Oh, mucus. Yeah. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, I know. It's really gross.
I don't know if we really need to see that.
I've been sick before. This stuff looks like plaster or something you put on your wall.
Now, is that something that is a symptom? Because it doesn't sound like one of the symptoms.
Like, I was listening to another talk radio last night, a guy out on the West Coast, like Vegas area, and he was talking about the same thing.
Wait, do you think you have the coronavirus?
I've never been sick like this before. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm no expert, but according to the CDC's website, symptoms include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. I mean, maybe you don't have coronavirus and you just got a cold or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe, but he was talking the same thing. Like, he had it for like 3 weeks, you know, and I just can't get rid of it. And the stuff that, you know, the reason why I'm talking to everybody joking about the toilet paper, running out of toilet paper, mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff just keeps producing and producing. And I don't know.
Yeah, see, this is another problem is people. If there's this insanity going on and everybody's freaking out about coronavirus, they know that there's this thing called coronavirus, but they don't really know anything about it. They don't know what the symptoms are, and then they're going to get all disturbed just because they're ill. I mean, you can still get ill even though it's not the coronavirus, so you may have some sort of sickness, but it may not be this.
Exactly. Yeah, I know I'm sick, and I like to get rid of it, you know.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but it seems like the best thing to do would be to, you know, drink a lot of water, make sure you're nourishing yourself, and try not to contact a bunch of other people.
Going away.
Well, that's part of the other problem is, and thank you, Kimbler, for the call tonight, is, you know, people who are trying to go to doctors and such. Well, there's a huge load on the medical system right now because of this, so getting in to see a doctor is going to be even more difficult now.
Well, she brings up an interesting point about not being able to get tested for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about testing for coronavirus. I don't even know for sure that there's an effective test for coronavirus.
I believe there are effective tests, but they, you know, whether you can get one or not is another question. There was a headline that said that it was literally an hour's long wait for the places that did have the testing.
Right.
So get ready to wait.
I read somewhere there was somebody who exhibited all of the symptoms of coronavirus but couldn't get tested.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's kind of a hole in the, you know, the supposed matrix that the government is telling you that they're laying down in an effort to protect you.
Let's go to Mark. He's calling us from New Hampshire. Mark, where in New Hampshire are you tonight?
I'm actually in, call it Kingston, New Hampshire.
All right.
And, on the Department of Justice, the DOG website, December 10th, they arrested a college professor from Harvard University and a student with 21 vials of DNA. They were intended to fly out to Hunan province in China. They were intervened and arrested. Don't you want to know whose DNA was in the vials they were trying to smuggle out?
Doesn't somebody called about this a couple of weeks ago, and I forget, like...
Why isn't anyone interested in the 21 vials? Why aren't people...
Well, apparently somebody's interested because they got arrested.
Well, it's on the DOG website. It can be read that the professor was getting $50,000 a month. Now, where was the money coming from? Isn't anyone interested in the 21 vials? Was it animal? Was it human? Was it yours? Was it mine?
There's a ton of DNA out there. I don't know why this particular DNA is relevant. I mean,
why wouldn't it be? Why would
it's DNA. I mean, have you heard? Yeah, I don't know if he was smuggling it. Where was it concealed?
It was concealed in a suitcase.
Okay.
It's on the DOG website.
Well, why would he want to take it through?
People wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, why would he want to take it through an airline when you could just ship it somewhere? I don't get it.
That's a good. Well, you got a question already. And
there's a ton of these DNA companies out there. So, I don't know if you know this, but
the issue.
You can send your DNA
to the professor.
I don't know.
I think if you can, you guys maybe.
Did you call about this like 2 weeks ago? Because somebody called about this pretty recently. Was that you?
No. Here in New Hampshire, we sort of try to pay attention, and nobody seems to want to pick up the story. I think it's important. I want to know.
It does. It sounds pretty dull to me. I mean, what does it matter?
Animal DNA? What DNA was it?
You can get all kinds of DNA from animals and humans. I mean,
yeah, but that's not the issue. If the Department
I'm not sure
of
what the issue
arrested
is.
These people, if they arrested these people at Logan Airport, I think people should pick the story up and.
I'm pretty
and
sure
bring
it was
it
you
forward.
That called about this.
Yeah,
before.
Do you know anything more than the details you've given thus far?
That the professor was receiving $50,000 a month from Alphabet. Agency. I think we need to pick the story up.
So you're saying it was a U.S. government agency that was paying him or a Chinese government agency?
Go to the Department of Justice.
We already
website.
Did. The last time you or somebody else who was sounding a lot like you called in about this very issue. And it's true. So, there was a guy who was arrested, and maybe that was because he was trying to bring a, you know, and I struggle to call it a biohazard. It's just saliva, you know, just to bring saliva on an airplane. I don't really feel like that's that big of a deal, but I guess they did because they arrested
deal.
Him.
Whose DNA was it? Nobody
I don't know, man. Who cares? Thanks for the call tonight.
Was it
no,
the professors?
Really
was it Mary Ann's?
I'm really not interested.
What about Ginger's?
I find that to be so uninteresting to me.
Was it the skipper's DNA?
I mean, does this guy know that there are DNA testing companies out there that have collected millions of people's DNA samples and tested them? And they're sent through the mail all the time.
Yeah,
I've done
true.
It.
Yeah, the 23andMe or
that's
whatever.
That's one of them.
That
Another one's
is.
Ancestry.com. Yeah. I've done them both.
I mean, it does seem kind of just because it was headed to Wuhan or whatever.
Who cares?
Okay. I mean, I bet you thousands of parcels are headed to Wuhan, yeah. You know.
I don't believe that guy when he said he didn't call before, because it was another guy who called within the last couple weeks with the exact same talking points about how, well, we got to find out more about this. What was going on? Where was the DNA from? Who cares?
If he thinks it's important, he can go do it.
You figure it out for me, okay?
Because
I got
us.
All kinds of things to do. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And also want to make sure to thank Studio 8424LRN, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Studio 8424LRN has supported the show via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a simple concept. The idea is that you can help us get on more radio stations with the ideas of freedom, which we generally talk about here on a fairly regular basis on Free Talk Live. We're on over 200 stations coast to coast and beyond. We could be on 300, maybe even more. It's possible.
Yes.
But we could use your help at doing it. It does cost money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, and so that's why we ask you for $5 a month, and that is what Studio 8424LRN is contributing. And you can do the same thing with your PayPal account or with your credit card or with Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Joseph in Kansas. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like a real call. Go ahead.
Yeah, am I live?
Yeah, you're totally live for now. What are you going to say?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to talk about Swamp Cinema.
Swamp Cinema?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a movie I go to. It's pretty good. I like it. And,
it's
know,
a movie?
And,
or
yeah,
it's
I
a
go
cinema?
There and I eat wings. Yeah, I go to Swamp Cinema.
Okay, and what did you, what was the movie that you saw most recently?
It was The Joker.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in the movie scenes right, I saw The Joker right. He was playing, I think it was Fortnite.
Who?
And he said, what?
Huh? When?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the most creative call, but, you know, at least you didn't say the F word.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jonathan in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Hey, how we doing?
Well, hopefully we're going to do better with your call than that last one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a real joker, right? Just calling in about this Corona thing. I'm a university student down here in Auburn, Maine, approximately.
All right.
And we recently got a spring break extended. And I know for a fact a guy that I know over at Husson, all of his classes were turned online.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the real issue I'm seeing right now with universities is some people just can't do online, like myself.
And what do you mean by that?
Oh, well, specifically, someone like me, I have to be inside of a class learning.
Hmm.
On my own, I can't grasp things easily.
So it's important for you to have that sort of traditional style of a teacher in a room giving you information?
Yep, and if this corona continues affecting universities as it is currently, I fear that, you know, I could possibly start dropping and lose all hope of the future.
Do you think that you could then, I mean, that seems like a reasonable
Wait, losing all hope for the future does not sound reasonable.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be fine either way. But as far as, like, you know, when you signed up for school, you were expecting to get this certain type of instruction. And now they're saying, halfway through the semester, they're saying, well, now you're going online. And I think that should be reason enough to come to them and say, well, look, I don't want online classes. You guys changed the deal on me. I want my refund.
They offer you to take online, but some people can't do it, just like me.
Well, and keep in mind, too,
what are you going to do?
Semester is just, things I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. But keep in mind, too, that not everybody has the internet. It is an optional service, right?
They expect you to, though, these days. I mean, it's almost a requirement. But, Jonathan, what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to go to the school and complain about this?
I'm going to go with it. If they do wind up doing the online, I'd say I'd probably challenge the college for it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You could probably challenge them and possibly get them to provide you a private tutor.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. Let us know how it works out, Jonathan, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I know that a lot of students would feel the reverse, like they would be grateful to not have to show up to a specific class at a specific time to be in front of this person or whatever.
There's a, we'll call it an influx of folks who have been told they are suddenly given the ability to work from home where they've never been given that ability by their employers before.
Right.
And so there's an influx of these people. And there's things people don't know. I've worked from home for some time now, mm-hmm. not a lot of time, but enough to sort of know the ins and outs. And there's a lot of people who are like, oh, sweet, I'm going to wake up in my underwear and just sit in front of my laptop all day, you know, do whatever. And no, that's really not how it works. And in fact,
wait, that's not how it works?
Well, no, it's not. And in fact, if you do that, you are more than likely going to find your production take a huge nosedive. And
are you saying you're less productive in your underwear?
I'm saying that in order to be productive, you must almost kind of act as if you're still going to your job. Like, pretend you have a commute, put on pants, at least sweatpants. you know, take breaks, get yourself in an isolated room that's not, you know, on the couch.
If I had to do like a meeting, like a, you know, if I was doing like a work from home thing and they had a meeting where I had to attend and there was some video component, I'd probably have something nice on my top, but then like have boxers on or something down below.
Whatever's clever. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that if you want to maintain that job for any duration of time,
you got to take it seriously.
Because you're not in the presence physically of people, it's easy to be forgotten about, right? And then if you're evaluated in a statistical way on your production
what
for your job,
in for again?
All, and your production takes a dive, you're going to be on the short list when it comes time to do a reduction in force, which is also a thing that's happening already for many companies in the United
States. Business is down for a lot of companies as a result
with the stock market, you know, we'll call it crashing. I don't, you know, what is a crash? I don't know the whole definition.
I think it went down like 30% last
certainly
week.
Took a huge dive and took a lot of stuff and a lot of people's money with it. So
a lot of businesses are also seeing reductions in foot traffic. So even retail. So, I mean, if you're not selling toilet paper, you might be having a tough time out there right now.
Fact.
So speaking of the toilet paper situation, we'll tell you more about that. But let's go to Etors. He's on the line in Texas on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to call in. So the guy that talked about the military being quarantined in their barracks, it just said you can't leave the local area. So they canceled all travel, and they said that, like, basically you can't leave the area you're in, but it's not like they're just locking people in their home.
What's the definition of the area that you're in?
That's a good question. There's no answer to that yet. And also to touch on the idea of the person not liking online classes. So I was in a program. I was on campus and I had the option of either going to classes in person or taking them online. And I chose to do them online because I thought it was easier. Mm-hmm. Also, the lectures, you could watch them at double speed, so it's way easier than sitting through a three-hour class. And I hate to burst your bubble, Captain, but SHT has already taken crypto. There's already a crypto with SHT. It's worthless now, but they got their...
Can you do a two-letter acronym? Can we just do TP?
You could probably do SHTT. I mean, I know the quads are kind of verboten in crypto, but there are stock tickers.
Can we just do the SH, you know, I, and then
it's got to have been done by now.
If we can do four letters, I mean, it seems logical. I mean,
the term S-coin has been around for most of the last decade.
But I mean, if we could make the acronym an actual four-letter word, then why wouldn't you?
And then one final item for the guy who keeps harping on the vials of DNA.
Yeah.
So a virus uses RNA. So a virus has proteins, RNA proteins, that go and attack things. So there are viruses don't have DNA. They only use RNA. So
the guy who calls in isn't even clear as to why he's so concerned about it. He just some guy was traveling to China with some DNA, and he's like super worried about it.
He got arrested for something.
If China wanted to get people's DNA, all they'd have to do is offer people $5, and there would be send out kits to people.
Put up a website.
Done. And people would send in their DNA left and right. I mean, it's like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
There is a story. The first time that guy called, he denied calling previously, but I'm pretty sure it was him because he made the exact same points. There was a story about this guy getting arrested for having DNA, allegedly.
We first started hearing about the Chinese outbreak of coronaviruses, about when that story came out.
Were you on that night, that same night?
I don't know if I was on that night.
It must have been because you remember it. I mean, otherwise we would never have heard of it. It's so incidental and pointless. Hey, thanks for the call, Etars. Appreciate hearing from you. He's there on our Discord server. Sounded great, by the way. You can do that too just by joining discord.lrn.fm. We continue with hour number two. More on is it a toilet paper shortage? We'll come back and talk about it.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.